Good evening. This is Akashvani. The news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted India's fintech prowess at the Global Fintech Fest, GFF 2024 at Mumbai in Maharashtra. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said the fintech sector played a significant role in the democratizing financial services. He said in the last 10 years, the fintech space has attracted investments of more than $31 billion. Mr. Modi added that digital transactions have diminished the menace of parallel economy and increased transparency in the banking system. PM Modi asserted that India's fintech ecosystem will bring ease of living for the world. He said the country's fintech adoption is unmatched in speed and scale, and half of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in India. He said in just a decade, India's broadband users have increased from 6 crore to 94 crore. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects in Palghar. PM Modi will also lay the foundation stone of India's largest deep water port, Burdwan Port. The cost of this project is around 76,000 crore rupees. It aims to establish a world-class maritime gateway that will boost the country's trade and economic growth by catering to large container vessels. Highlighting the importance of the port in a social media post today, Mr. Modi said the upcoming port in Palghar is a very special project that will contribute to India's development. He added that the launch of India's largest deepwater port will reaffirm Maharashtra's pivotal role as a powerhouse of progress. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 218 fisheries projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the era of uninterrupted dialogue with Pakistan is over, stressing that actions have consequences. Dr. Jaishankar stated this during a book launch in New Delhi. He said India is not passive with regard to dealing with Pakistan, and New Delhi will react whether events take a positive or negative direction. Talking about Bangladesh, the minister said India has to look for mutuality of interest amidst the political changes in the neighboring country. On India's relationship with the Maldives, Dr. Jaishankar said there have been ups and downs in India's approach to the Maldives. He also said that neighbors are always a conundrum and every country has challenges with its neighbors. India and China have decided to uphold peace and tranquility on the ground in border areas. Both the countries have reiterated that restoration of peace and tranquility and respect for line of actual control, LAC, are the essential basis for restoration of normalcy in bilateral relations. The 31st meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on Indo-China Border Affairs was held yesterday in Beijing. Joint Secretary East Asia from the Ministry of External Affairs, Gorangolal Das, led the Indian delegation. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, the two sides had an open, constructive and forward-looking exchange of views on the situation along the LSE to narrow down differences and find an early resolution of the outstanding issues. The meeting of the Joint Committee of Parliament on the work of Amendment Bill 2024 is currently underway in New Delhi to seek views and suggestions from various stakeholders. This bill is intended to overcome the shortcomings and to enhance the efficiency of the administration and management of the work of properties. According to the Lok Sabha Secretariat, All India Sunni Jamiatul Ulema of Mumbai and Indian Muslims for Civil Rights of New Delhi will put forth their views before the committee today. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the work of Amendment Bill 2024, constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagadambika Pal, had invited views and suggestions from the stakeholders, including the public, NGOs, experts and institutions. In a move to simplify the process for pensioners, the government today launched a single simplified pension application form and digital integration of Bhavishya with EHRMS. The unique initiatives were launched by the Minister of State for Ministry of Personal Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh in New Delhi through video conferencing. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.